Hi,
Heather.
hi Darcy. My name is Esther. I'm calling from Independent Home Care.
Yes.
Hi. I don't know if you got a call or if you got informed that there's going to be a little bit of a change with the coordination.
Yes.
Okay.
Yeah.
I was just calling to introduce myself. My name is Esther. I already spoke with your patient, Charlene.
Okay.
Charlene. Hold on one second.
Yeah, I have.
Yeah, you.
I have three.
Patient. Okay. So, Elaine and Bernice, right?
Yes.
Okay. And you clock in through the app, right?
Yes.
Okay. So, what's going to happen is we're going to change your... Meaning, I'm going to link your app, like, to another vendor. You're going to continue using your app. Once I go ahead and make that change, there should be no... You should not see any difference in your on your end in the app. Unless you clock in by phone, I would provide you a new new ID. But otherwise, it stays the same.
Okay. All right. But what about the ADP where we do stuff through there?
The payroll?
Yeah.
Okay. So right now, have you had any changes in the past 2-3 weeks with your pay?
Well, they changed who we're getting paid through.
Yeah.
At the beginning of the year, but other than that, no.
Okay. Yeah.
We've still been going through ADP for our pay.
Okay. And you're meaning you'll be able to access your pay stubs and everything from there?
Not through ADP, through this other, I don't even know what it's called. Wait a minute and I'll tell you. HCM to go or something like that.
HCM to go. That's what you've been using until now?
No, we have been using, this has been really screwy. Okay, so we have been using...
ADP?
We have been using the HHA or whatever it is for clocking in and out.
Yeah, that's what you're still going to be using for clocking in and out.
Then we've been doing ADP, going back into ADP to do our payroll.
Oh, you have
to
put your shift in through ADP yourself?
Yes.
Oh, okay. So what's going to change moving forward is I'll inform you when we go ahead and make that change, is you're not going to be required to put anything in through ADP.
Right.
Maybe like a week or two.
From.
Yeah, you're just going to do your clock-ins from the app, and that's it.
Yeah, yeah. That's what they were saying at our meeting yesterday. So.
Yeah. Okay. You guys had a meeting with all the caregivers together, yeah?
Well, we had they're doing meetings this week for the HHA yearly whatever that we have to do. And
right.
Then they talked to us afterward about the fact that you guys were taking over for the independent care group.
Yeah. So for you, like nothing is really changing on your end, meaning you're still working with your same patients, you're still going to get paid the same, it's all the same, just the... You won't be putting your shifts in through ADP. You're just going to do your clock-ins through HHA.
Because my ADP doesn't work on my company phone. I have to go from one phone and then put it in on the other phone.
So you had the HHA Exchange app on the company phone?
Yes.
Okay. Yeah, we might stop that at some point. Meaning you won't be needing a company phone. You'll just have an HHA app on your own phone. But for now you could continue
with me,
using them.
Switching back and forth.
Yeah, I agree. It's probably annoying.
The only thing that's nice is because, like, one of my customers, I have to call her every day when I get there because the main door is locked, and I have to call her to tell her I'm there for her to come let me in. And this way, she doesn't have my personal phone number, but
right.
You know.
Okay. Are you comfortable with this, or?
What do you mean?
Meaning, are you comfortable if we get rid of the company phone and then?
Yeah, I mean, she'll just have my personal number.
Okay.
I mean, it's not a.
Yeah.
You know.
You know, you work for her. It's not a big deal, right?
Yeah. Yeah.
Okay. All right. Let me just go through your information to make sure I got it all right.
Okay.
Okay. So the number I called you at right now, this is your personal phone, and the other one is your company phone, okay. And you're at 780 New York 90.
Yeah.
In Cayuga, 13034.
Yep.
Okay, and your date of birth is March 10, 62?
Yep.
Okay. All right, I think I'm good otherwise. And you said you work with three patients. I see that right here.
Yeah.
Your schedule is full right now?
Yeah, yes. I'm only part-time
mm-hmm.
Because I actually do collect Social Security already.
Okay.
So I have to keep it at around 20 hours or so a week maximum. And then on the weekends that we have to work,
mm-hmm.
I take care of a man up in Baldwinsville.
Okay.
Mr. Cook.
Yeah, you do. It's a chalk case, yeah.
Yeah.
All right. I have one more question. If there was an open shift with another patient, have you sometimes received messages on the HHA app?
Yes.
Okay. And you get those as a pop-up? How do you see that?
Because I don't look at my HHA phone except for when I'm clocking in and out.
Mm-hmm.
It may come up and tell me I've got it, but when I sign into HHA, then it comes up that
it's gone?
Yeah, that there's
uh-huh.
somebody, that there's a shift open.
Got it. Have you ever covered shifts in the past?
They've called me to cover Mr. Cook a few times.
Mm-hmm.
Odd different times, but
got it.
I try not, like I said, I got to keep my hours down, so, you know, it makes it a little
yeah.
bit harder for me to do it. Plus, where I live, there aren't a lot of people down this way.
Right.
So.
Okay.
And at least during the winter, I try not to travel. Any farther into Syracuse or
yeah.
north of Syracuse
not in this season. It's been a brutal winter.
No, as it is sometimes, a couple times going to Baldwinsville has been a little bit of a trip, but,
wow.
you know, I try not to, I mean, when I've had to do it on the weekend, I do it, but doesn't mean I like it.
What I'm going to do right now is I'm going to add... Hold on. I'm gonna link your app. I'm curious if when you log in next time, if you'll see a change, like if it'll show you like two agencies or like if you'll see anything.
Uh-huh.
But you'll let me know next time I speak with you, okay?
Okay.
Okay. All right, I think I have everything covered. Just one more question. You're an HHA or PCA or both?
HHA.
HHA, okay.
Yeah.
All right, then. Thank you so much for speaking with me.
Yeah,
and you have
thank
a great
you.
Day. All right, we'll be
you
in touch.
You too.
You can save my
okay.
number if you have caller ID. My name is Esther.
Okay.
All right?
Okay.
Yep.
It says independent health care on it, but...
Yes, perfect. That's...
But
just
I'll
call that number
I'll
and
put
I'll...
your name afterward, too, so...
Yep, sounds good.
All right.
Okay, have a good day. Bye-bye.
Thank you very much.